American Cattle News, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Markets, niche markets, is there something we can look at there? And
that's Justin Hansard. He's a Montague County AgriLife Extension agent and county coordinator. And Montague County is northern Texas, right on the border of Oklahoma. And we asked Hansard, what kind of calls does he get, you know, from the cattle industry around him?
Generally, the calls that I get may be like a herd health issues, you know, or, of course, the hot topic we had lately was a veterinary feed directive. You know, what options do they have, you know, for some of our problems that we have in the cattle and the industry as far as disease concern is worried about. And those have kind of been the hot topics, you know, vaccination herds, that's always a big deal as well. What vaccines are we using to keep these things going? Other ones, you know, we may get phone calls on is other options, markets, niche markets, is there something we can look at there? And so, you know, kind of get a little bit of everything and trying to figure out how to make their herds work for them and gain the bottom line out when it's all said and done.
That's Justin Hansard, Montague County AgriLife Extension agent. And Dennis Sun is the president of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association. And he noted that his family started ranching in central Wyoming in 1872, the same year that the Stock Growers Association was formed.
My great-grandfather come from Vermont years and years ago, and when he was 11 years old, he run away from home and come west and got with some fur trappers and got into Wyoming and was there for a while. And then he was a hunter and stuff for the railroad, the Transcontinental Railroad, when they went across.
Now, Sun said his great-grandfather was a hunter. And, of course, that was needed in remote areas when the Transcontinental Railroad was being built. I mean, all those workers had to eat, so they had hunters shooting game for them.
And then he was also a guide and prospected for gold in the South Pass area and around central Wyoming, and then started up the ranch. First filed a desert claim in 1872.
And that area was southwest of Casper. On Twitter, well, give us a follow at Cattle News USA. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.